FNC's Carlson, we went from 15 days to slow the spread to wear a burqa and get a jab every 6 months in perpetuity. By Jeff Poore on August 26, 2021. Wednesday on FNC's Tucker Carlson Tonight, host Tucker Carlson criticized the permanent nature of what he deemed nonsensical mandates, including masks for those regardless of their vaccination status. He pointed to Governor Kate Brown, Dior, who has instituted an outdoor mask mandate for public areas regardless of one's vaccination status. Transcript as follows. Carlson, Kate Brown was first elected governor of Oregon by the way back in 2015. At the time, there was not a whole lot going on in Oregon, so voters did not ask many questions. The one thing they did learn about Kate Brown over and over again is that she is a self-described bisexual. Why is this relevant? Well, the media did not explain. They told us without explaining what it meant that this fact was historic and it was highly thrilling. Kate Brown's sex life was shattering ceilings. Woohoo. And yet, if you looked a little closer, you'll notice something a little bit weird. Actually, Kate Brown was married to a man. Yes, he had a different last name, but he was still, as they say on TikTok, binary. He was a dude. That's fine, of course, but it was also a little bit confusing. How does having a groom at her wedding make Kate Brown an official member of the LGBTQ exclamation point community? No one bothered to ask. That kind of curiosity was forbidden. It was like wondering why we don't call Barack Obama half white, which he is. It's not allowed. Stop with the questions, celebrate. So voters in Oregon dutifully celebrated, and out from under them the world changed. Suddenly things in America went from placid to highly turbulent. That was especially true in Oregon when there was rioting by left-wing militia that went on for more than a year. The state's biggest city was destroyed, people died. And then a virus arrived from China and it killed thousands. It was a very serious moment. Unfortunately, Oregon did not have a very serious leader. It had some dopey soccer mom who got elected because she claimed she had a girlfriend in college. Kate Brown unfortunately turned out to be lighter than air. She didn't know anything. She had no achievements. Under pressure, she wilted and became irrational. She was exactly the leader you do not want in a crisis. And yet she was the governor, which in the age of Corona made her very close to God and she acted like it. Here's Kate Brown commanding Oregonians to stop going outside without their little masks on even if they have been vaccinated. Begin video clip. Gov. Kate Brown, Dior, today, I'm announcing that effective Friday, August 27th, masks will be required in all public outdoor settings where physical distancing is not possible regardless of vaccination status. In addition to that, Oregon health authorities strongly recommends masking in outdoor gatherings at private residences where people from different households do not maintain physical distance. End video clip. Carlson, at this point, it is almost pointless to apply the traditional measures of logic, reason, and data to degrees like that one. She is bisexual. It is cool. The power-mad hypocrites who think these decrees up don't care what the facts are. But since we are old school that way, we will try it one last time. Kate Brown's decree is nonsensical. First off, if the vaccines work, then why are vaccinated people required to wear masks? And for that matter, why is anyone required to wear a mask outdoors? Outdoor transmission of COVID is so rare that it's practically non-existent. That is true whether or not you have been vaccinated. As Mark Lipsitch, an epidemiologist of Harvard, pointed this spring, quote, outdoor masking has notable costs and really no evidence of benefit, end quote, and that remains true tonight. Even Tony Fauci, who ordinarily only tells the truth in private emails, admitted the same thing in public, quote, it's pretty common sense now that outdoor risk is really, really quite low, Fauci said. And a recent study from Ireland among others confirmed that this is true. Researchers there considered more than 230,000 COVID cases in Ireland through March of this year. What did they find? They found that only 1 in 1,000 could be traced to outdoor transmission. So, as a factual matter, Kate Brown's order is absurd. But even if you ignore the science, even if you convinced yourself that large numbers of people were catching COVID while jogging, you still would not make people wear masks. Because drugstore masks, the kind that everyone wears, do not work. Cloth and surgical masks do not stop COVID. That's not a guess, we know. A new study from engineers from the University of Waterloo, for example, just came out this week once again proves that conclusively. The researchers used a mannequin to simulate someone seated in a large room. Some mannequins had common cloth masks, others had the blue surgical mask that you see everywhere. What did they find? They found that aerosol droplets big enough to contain COVID built up on the mannequins as if the mask wasn't even there. The mask only filtered about 10% of the aerosol droplets, and 90% got through. So on every level, the order you just saw from Kate Brown is ridiculous. And yet, thanks to COVID as we noted, she is now God. So her orders are now the law, and if you ignore them, you will go to jail. Begin video clip. Question: do you want people calling the police on their neighbors on non-emergency lines or 911? Brown: look, this is no different than what happens if there is a party down the street and it's keeping everyone awake. What do neighbors do? They call law enforcement because it's too noisy. Question: so that could be a yes. Brown: yes, yes. End video clip. Carlson: so, you call the cops. Of course, you call the cops. None of the actual laws are being enforced. But the fake laws, not the ones passed by the legislature, the ones made up by the power-mad governor, those will be enforced with guns. This is happening all over the country. In California, a state where identity is also more important than competence, one charter school just went into a lockdown. Police swarmed the campus. Why? Was there a mass shooting? A terror incident? No. Two siblings came to school without masks, so they called the SWAT team. Begin video clip. Unidentified female, voice over: it was a tense first day of class at Springs Charter School in Temecula. Police were called on campus. The entire school went into lockdown, and all because two students refused to wear a mask. Victoria Nelson is a junior at the school, her brother, Drew, is a senior. The siblings say they chose not to wear a mask for religious reasons, believing it would be enough to exempt them from the state mandate even though no one filed any request with the district or the school. The administrators say Victoria refused to wear a mask or leave class, and that's when we are told the situation escalated. Listen to what the principal tells her. Unidentified female: I need you to stand up or we will physically remove you from the classroom. Unidentified female: please, don't touch me. Unidentified female, voice over: eventually, deputies showed up. The entire school was placed on lockdown and both students were banned from going to the charter school ever again. End video clip. Carlson: oh, they can't go to school ever again. We are going to have the police beat you if you don't leave. That's what the principal just said. There is no evidence that the masks they are being told to wear will protect them. How many healthy school-age kids have died of COVID? Oh, sorry, that's science, no longer allowed. What is interesting is as we call the cops on children and threaten to hurt them if they don't leave immediately and never get educated again, there are an awful lot of people who are actually dying of COVID. Thousands and thousands of elderly have died of COVID in this country. No one seems to care about the actual deaths, particularly the deaths caused by the poor decision-making of Democratic governors, particularly in the state of New York. Today we learned that Andrew Cuomo was lying about how many nursing home patients he killed in New York. It turns out the total number of COVID deaths in the state was about 12,000 more than he said it was. 12,000? 12,000? That's not a small number. Why did we not know that until today? Think about that. If they can lie about the number of people who died to the tune of 12,000 people, that's a huge problem. You can't make rational decisions about public health unless you have real numbers. How can you determine whether mandatory vaccinations are a good idea, for example? Unless you have accurate numbers. But we don't have accurate numbers. Politicians are lying about them and have from day one. But nobody cares. So watch the Pentagon press secretary explain today that all American soldiers, young and healthy, virtually every one of them, nonetheless must be vaccinated immediately whether or not they want or need the shot. Now, this has been done before. The last time the Pentagon forced troops to take a vaccine, that was the anthrax vaccine, during the Iraq War. It was a disaster. It led to serious side effects including death and the military had to abandon it. But don't worry, says John Kirby, mandatory vaccines may not be necessary, but they are orders and those orders are lawful. Begin video clip. Rear Admiral John Kirby, retired, Pentagon press secretary, but you mandate it as we have done. It is a lawful order. It is a lawful order. And we fully anticipate that our troops are going to follow lawful orders. And when you raise your right hand and you take the oath, that's what you agreed to do. End video clip. Carlson, kind of missing the point, no? Shouldn't they be explaining to us slowly in ways that we can understand? Because it is after all a democracy, why this is a good idea? Showing us the data that justify this decisions. Explaining what the exemptions might be, telling us how long this is going to go on. And what we will get out of it in the end, because all of this is being done on our behalf, for our benefit, right? That's why the US government exists, to help us. They don't even mention any of that. His response was, we have the power to do this and we're going to. That's what Joe Biden just said, too. He just announced yesterday that everybody in America should be forced to take the vaccine and then an undetermined number of booster shots from now until forever. Regardless of their age or their health status or their religious beliefs or whether critically they have active antibodies or not. Whether they've had COVID already and recovered. It doesn't matter, your individual circumstances. One size fits 340 million Americans. That's the plan. So Biden just ordered private business to compel employees to get vaccinated. Begin video clip. Joe Biden, D., President of the United States. If you're a business leader, a nonprofit leader, a state or local leader who has been waiting for full FDA approval to require vaccinations, I call on you now to do that, require it. Do what I did last month, require your employees to get vaccinated or face strict requirements. End video clip. Carlson, so, the guy who planned the withdrawal from Afghanistan is now in charge of our vaccine policy. Some people clearly should get vaccinated, they're at risk. The benefits outweigh the risks of the vaccine for them. Other people probably shouldn't, not everybody is identical. But it doesn't matter because force is their only response. The CEO of Delta, Ed Bastian, just announced today he is going to be working as Biden's enforcer, to make everybody do it. Bastian announced that unvaccinated Delta employees will be fined hundreds of dollars every month. This surcharge will be necessary to address the financial risk the decision not to vaccinate is creating for our company, Bastian wrote. Oh, but this only applies to COVID. Notice, there is no other illness, not type 2 diabetes, not HIV, not hepatitis, all of those diseases are widespread. All of them cost a lot of money, but Delta isn't forcing anyone to address those. Just COVID because the president has commanded it. Okay. Is this a good idea? Are the vaccines working in the way they promised they would? Again, it's not an argument against vaccines or even this one. It's an argument in favor of transparency and knowing what the data actually say before you obey. If you're interested, you should take a look at what's happening in Israel. Researchers there are giving us some answers to those questions. Keep in mind, Israel is one of the most vaccinated countries on the planet. More than 80% of Israeli citizens over the age of 12 are now fully vaccinated against COVID. So this summer, famously, Israel lifted its lockdowns because people weren't getting sick anymore. But now they are getting sick. Israel has one of the highest daily COVID infection rates in the entire world. It is averaging 7,500 confirmed cases a day. That's twice the number from just last week. What is going on here? There were nearly 10,000 cases diagnosed yesterday alone. Hundreds of people have died this month, vaccinated people. So, what is that? Again, it doesn't mean vaccines are bad, it means we need an explanation for what's going on. Why aren't we demanding one? There are signs that vaccines in this country, too, are not working in the way that we were told they were. And probably honestly, in the way that scientists thought that they would. According to the CDC, the effectiveness of the vaccines has now dropped to 66% for frontline workers, that's down from 90%. Why is that? Can we get an explanation, please? Tony Fauci won't give an explanation. He is just telling everyone to get the vaccine and then life will return to normal. Maybe if you're lucky, in about a year or so-ish. Begin video clip. Dr. Anthony Fauci, Director, National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases. If we can get through this winter and get really the majority. Overwhelming majority of the 90 million people who have not been vaccinated. I hope we could start to get some good control in the spring of 2022. End video clip. Carlson, so, 15 days to slow the spread, right? Okay. So now it's wear a burqa and get a jab every 6 months in perpetuity. Someone needs to explain what's going on, slowly, carefully, with data. It's not enough to watch people who believe men can get pregnant tell us that they understand the science and we don't and shut up and obey. That's not enough, not in a democracy, which we're hoping this still is. Follow Jeff Poor on Twitter at Jeff_Poor.